I'm Michelle Donahue, WRPR News. Anti-Iraq war demonstrators begin to gather at the corner of Liberty Street in Teaneck. Some members of military families speak out, sift through pink or green signs, while someone raises an American flag and another passes out Tootsie Rolls. Bells toll for Americans who have died in Iraq. Signs bear the names of Iraqi children. For member Ruth Wilson, informing the public is the only way to fight against apathy.
I think they're far more interested in who wins an idol.
But for most of the troops defending the country, they're still young. Joanne Soule's son came home for 2 weeks before having to return to Iraq.
I'm hearing explosions. He says, you know, I think there's people hiding in the bushes. And it's just something that they have to live with. And it's a terrible thing. But why? You know, they don't even know why they're there.
But her son recognizes he has a mission with the Army.
I'm going back. I'm going back to protect my buddies. I'm going back because they're my family, he says.
Jiro Guida, an Iraq war veteran, thinks protests hurt morale abroad.
Young troops in the Marines and in the entire U.S. military today take protests to the war at home as a slap in the face.
One protester voted for President Bush. But since Iraq, Diane has joined the protest.
Jesus said, blessed be the peacemakers, and he sure is no peacemaker.
Frank Wagner, a Vietnam veteran, feels the same way and doesn't think Americans should be fighting in Iraq.
We need to learn to mind our own business. I don't understand why we think we're the policemen of the world.
They might have lost hope in the administration, but Military Families Speak Out members are dedicated to their vigil every Wednesday night.
I will be out here till the troops are home.
I'm Michelle Donahue, WRPR News.